Welcome back to Moon Harbor Heroes. Today's issue is Cataclysm Crew, issue 14, 2 to Tango. On the cover, we see a top-down shot of a ballroom. Desperately clinging to the skylight above are Machina, Blue Samurai, and the as-of-now-unnamed Flyby. Far below, the Rascal King dances with Vixen. We turn the page and our story begins.
So everyone else is outside. What are you doing?
So the only windows around here to that ballroom?
If you walked around the side of the building from where you were, you could probably see other windows. But yeah, the windows on this level seem to be primarily looking into the ballroom.
Yeah, I think I want to go around the other side of the building and see what's over there.
Agreed.
Cool. Yeah, so as you go around to other windows, there's a window that looks into her bedroom. Actually, several windows that look into her bedroom. There's a window that looks into her bathroom. A window that looks into a guest room. A window that looks into kind of like a storage room, closet-esque thing. And then I think there's probably one more window that looks... There's a bunch more windows that look back into the ballroom. But there's one... There's one window that looks into the hallway.
As we're all, like, leaving, could I, like, get Max's attention when he's looking towards us, but she's... But Vixen's not looking towards us, and then just give him, like, a big old thumbs up?
Absolutely. So which room do you want to jump into, y'all?
I'm trying to think about where she would hide this thing.
On the one hand, the storage room is where you put things. On the other hand, is it under her mattress?
Yeah, can I assess the situation and try to see if there's any alarms, anything to look out for when we're breaking into one?
Go ahead and roll to assess the situation. That's plus superior. Cool, on a 7 to 9, you can choose one.
Okay. So I also have criminal mind. Does that mean that I can only... Where I can ask one of the following, always ask one of the following questions. Is that in addition to the questions on assess the situation?
You get to still ask one, but you can also ask one of the questions from that list.
Okay, cool. So in addition to. I think, what here can I use to, like, not set off the sensors? And what is the best way in?
So your best way in is probably just going to be portaling in. I mean, you could open a window, but, like, you can just drop down. And then there are cameras on the outside of the building that aren't currently pointed at you. They're, like, hanging from, like, right on the edge of the roof by your feet down to the ground level. You could probably hack in through one of those cameras and, like, shut off the security system that way.
Hell yeah, I want to do that.
Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
Damn. I think I'm going to call that one a miss.
Awesome. So, yeah, you press the button on the camera to, like, hack into it. And I think as you do that, you're moving, like, electronically through the system, and I think you just set off a thing even before you all get inside. And I think the alarm starts going off. I think we get a panel of the three of you all looking at each other, and then we cut back to Vixen and Rascal King. Vixen's like, huh, I think your friends might have set off an alarm here, kid. And then she spins you.
Going to lean back into the dance and then say, oh no, you misunderstand. I'm here because I'm looking for someone to, you know, teach me. I thought that could be Lynx, but after meeting you...
She spins you and, like, lets go of you, and then, like, when you pull back in, you're very, very close to each other's face, and she's like, you know what they say, any enemy of my enemy is a friend of mine.
Oh, trust me, I'm definitely on Lynx's enemy list.
And she says, oh, I'm aware. Lynx and I are... We're more social than one would think. Good old Lena. Lena and I are... Well, let's just say she definitely has some things to say about you.
I think Max breaks into a big grin because I've got to think a couple things to say about her. And he's going to try to spin Vixen.
Perfect. You spin her. I think she's kind of surprised, but she lets herself be spun. And then she pulls you in close and she's like, and that's all well and good, but... It still doesn't stop the fact that your friends are here. Trust me, there are screens in all four corners of my cameras, and I knew they were here the whole time.
Well, and how much you pay for security, they should be able to take care of them. Let's deal with our business.
Go ahead and roll to provoke.
So I have influence over her. So
cool.
It's a straight roll. Yeah, barely.
On a 7 to 9, they can air, stumble, overreact, or do it. I think she's just going to do it. I think she's like, you're right. I think that's what we pay people for. So, kid, what do you want to learn?
While she's saying that, can the panel be Squire spinning Fox?
Absolutely. And then we're going to jump over to the three of you And the release of that look of the three of you looking and being like, oh God, we made a mistake. What are we doing?
Ow, pick a room, portal.
Okay, so then I'm just going to cut into the storage room.
Perfect. The three of you land in the storage room. It's pretty mundane. It's got broom. It's a broom closet of sorts. The only thing that's really different about this room versus any other storage room is there are a bunch of weapons in here. Mostly melee weapons, like swords, nunchucks, whips, that kind of thing. There's a lot of whips actually in here.
Any throwing stars?
There's a few throwing stars, yeah.
Can I steal them?
Yeah, sure. They're yours.
Yes.
I want to open the door and peek out.
Cool. As you're looking down the hallway, near the end of the corridor, you can see a handful of security guards running and splitting off into different directions. You notice a lot of them are heading towards her bedroom.
So there's none coming this way?
Not immediately, no.
Okay, I think we're going to get a panel where she closes the door and looks at Blue Samurai and Flyby and goes, okay, the guards are out there, and I think a lot of them are going towards the bedroom. So I'm not sure if they think that we entered there or if what we want is in there.
I'm going to just quickly be like, yo, car stowaway girl, lady, what are your powers?
Stay with me. I am very observant, and I am also, I've got good reflexes, and I'm athletic. Stay with me here. That's about it.
I'm gonna kind of shoot a look at Machina and be like, who invited this person? And then just, okay, Miss Observant, based on your judgment, where should we go?
I'd like to tap into my supernatural senses again, but this time hearing. I want to see if I can get everyone to be really quiet, to see if I can listen and see which room that the guards are in, if I can hear, pick up on any of their conversations or anything.
Cool, go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
I'm just killing it.
You got to catch up with experience. You're doing perfect.
Yeah. Cool. So yeah, I think you actually do hear pretty clearly. You hear people talking, and they're in through the walkie-talkies. Make sure the artifact is safe. We got to make sure we have extra eyes in the bedroom. Hey, did anyone check that closet over there? And then the sound of footsteps rushing towards you.
They're coming. They're coming. They're coming.
Before they come in, can I assess the situation and try to find something electronic to take its electricity from?
Yeah, go ahead and roll to you don't need to roll to assess the situation. There's a bunch of there's lights in the room that you could pull electricity from. There's also an old desktop computer that is plugged in that is not being used right now, but you could probably pull electricity straight from that.
Ooh, yeah, I want to get it from the lights. Make it go dark so that way it's harder to see.
So Machina, you drain the power from the lights and the lights go out about 2 seconds before the door opens up. Are you all hiding? Are you all in plain sight? Where are you when the door opens?
I think I'm in position where I'm to the side of the door where it opens, so that way once it's open, they can't see me.
Are there any shelves or anything to climb to get the high ground?
Yeah, there's plenty of shelves in here if you want to climb up somewhere.
Yes, I do that.
Cool.
How dark is it in the room currently?
There's a little bit of moonlight coming in, but it's pretty dark. The moonlight's just in one small corner.
So could I distract them from so that they don't notice Lucy or Machina?
Sure, what do you want to do?
So I would like to just be in the back of the room where it's dark, and then they would just see my suit and my sword light up so that they have an immediate target to just look at.
Cool. I'm going to call that a defend roll. Go ahead and roll plus savior for me.
Oh, it's you, boy.
Cool. On A7 or 9, it costs you. You can expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation. And then you also choose to add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition.
I want to take influence over Lucy.
Cool.
And because then I have influence over everyone. And then also, I think I should escalate the situation because now they have a clear target to attack.
Yeah, they pull out weapons. They don't go immediately for the guns. They go immediately for tasers. The tasers look very familiar. They look like the taser cannons from the Asterons. And one of them just sends a blast of electricity at you. Probably not gonna hit you right away. You could probably dive out of the way before it hits you. Or if someone wanted to, like, defend you, they could probably do that too.
I'm down to defend.
How do you want to defend?
I want to soak up the electricity from the tasers.
Cool.
Yes!
Roll plus roll plus save here.
Nice!
Damn!
Damn.
On a hit, you keep them safe and you choose one.
I'm going to add a team to the pool.
Cool. So we're back up to three team. Cool. So tell me what that looks like.
So I think we see the guards with their tasers, like, clearly very about to strike Blue Samurai. And then we see Machina just swoop in and, like, grab the tasers by the hands and just soaking up all of the electricity with, like, the stupid grin on her face.
I love that. And I think they, like, turn, they see you, like, all lit up and glowing. And I think the, like, security guard was not prepared for this and just, like, backs up and starts running.
Was it only the one guard?
Only the one guard coming down this hallway. There are other guards in other rooms.
Blue Samurai, can you get him? Don't let him get away.
You just get a panel of the wink as I'm falling through a portal. And then the next panel is me in front of him. And just, I'm going to not attack him. I'm just going to be in front of him and just have the sword up to his throat, like, ready to wound.
Cool. You have him there. And I think he's like, this gig does not pay enough for me to, just don't kill me, okay? I'm not going to do anything, I promise.
I'll squint a little bit, and, like, I like to think of a thought bubble would be above my head that just says, like, he tried to tase me. Do I really want to listen to this guy?
Do you want to pierce the mask?
Yeah, sure. Be kind. No, that wasn't kind.
Cool. Go ahead and mark potential there. He sees you, like, trying to read him, and I think normally we flip the pierce the mask backwards and, like, give the person a chance to pierce the mask, but I think he, like, sees you, like, focusing on, like, trying to read his expression, and he reaches down and presses a button on his walkie, and it's, like, this, like, loud, like, ping goes off from his walkie, and it's very clear that it's, like, the we have the intruders over here, they're this way.
Machina, electricity problems.
I want to take the walkie-talkie from the guard that didn't leave, and I'm trying to think of a way to, like, totally disrupt the signal for all of them.
How close is this all happening to the storage closet? Is it, like, just outside or, like, a couple feet away? Or
it's
how far
about
is it?
5 feet away.
Okay.
Do you have something you want to do?
I'm just thinking, is that if they aren't able to intercept this ping, then I might try to stay hidden when all the guards rush out and see if I could sneak into the bedroom to see if the artifact's in there.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to use the walkie-talkie to, like, shut down their network.
Cool. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
I'm doing that a lot today, apparently. All right.
Keep doing it.
on a hit, you do it. So tell me what that looks like.
So we see her, like, snatching the walkie-talkie from the guard in front of her and just kind of, like, fiddling with the buttons. And I think we get kind of, like, this super high-pitched, like, squealing noise from all the walkie-talkies, and then they go dead.
I think we get a panel of, like, a bunch of guards, like, with earpieces in, like, not down the hall, but, like, you can hear them, like, crying out from around corners. Probably bought you a couple minutes or a couple seconds. I'm going to jump over to Lucy. Lucy, you're in the shadows in the storage closet. What do you want to do?
So, is basically what happened is that they intercepted the walkies. There's a high-pitched squeal, and we could hear the guards in the other room reacting to that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to see if I can try to figure out if those guards are going to come out of the bedroom, whether they're going to stay in there.
Cool, go ahead and roll to unleash your powers to extend your senses.
That wasn't totally awful.
Cool, on a hit you do it. On a 7 to 9, you can either mark a condition, or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
I'm done breathing. I'm just not quite sure which condition I would mark.
I mean, insecure feels like it might be not a bad choice.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Your teammate was kind of like, oh, what powers do you have? Oh, that's cute. Earlier.
Yeah, true.
Cool. So yeah, you hear them and it sounds like they're leaving the bedroom now. You can also hear that there's, like, through the bathroom opens up to the hallway, but there's also, like, a second door into the bedroom from the bathroom that you could probably get through. Flyby, what do you want to do?
I think I'm going to try to get in through the bathroom.
Cool. Are you taking the others with you, or are you just going on your own?
I think, well, I mean, if I've got to go out into the hallway, they're going to see me going somewhere, aren't they?
That's true.
Yeah, I think I'm going to move towards the bathroom and like do it like a whisper so the other guards don't hear me. Be like, there's another entrance to the bedroom through the bathroom. That might be our way in.
Cool. You all make it to the bathroom right as the, I assume you're all going together to the bathroom.
Do we have to deal with the guards that are still there?
I think the guards are kind of crippled by this like blast from the sound.
Okay, cool.
I don't think they're going to be much of an issue for the moment. So you all go in together or you go in separately?
Yeah, I'm going in.
So I would go in as well.
So yeah, you all make it into the bathroom. There's a very clear door under the side that like opens up into the bedroom. And you hear the guards like running out being like, they were in the storage closet. What do you do?
Can we tell if there's any other guards still in the bedroom?
You could assess the situation or you could roll to unleash your powers if you wanted to. Well, anyone could roll to assess the situation, and you specifically could roll to unleash your powers.
I could assess. I haven't done that yet.
Cool. Go ahead. Roll plus superior.
I like to imagine the panel from this is like Al looking through the keyhole.
And I imagine something similar where I would just open a really small portal in front of my eye. So you like my eyes, like as I look through the keyhole, I create a portal and then just my eye is looking through the portal.
I love that. Cool. On a 7 or 9, you can ask one.
Also, with my advancement, I took Criminal Mind. So if it, and that's, so I get to ask that question and another one, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm going to ask, how could we best end this quickly for the regular question? And then for Criminal Mind, I want to know, what is the best way past all these guards?
So inside the room, there is a box that is clearly labeled like Museum of Superheroic. And if you could get in and get this box, you could probably portal out because there's a window right outside. You may not be able to get Max back that way, but you could easily just like portal and like hop, skip, and get out of there that way.
Am I allowed to change my question having gotten that answer?
Yep.
So instead of the best way /past, because I assume that's end this quickly, is there anything in the room that's valuable or useful to me?
Her room is filled with valuable things. Useful to you? Not really, but there are jewels. There is like a full tiara set. Like when I say set, she has like 4 matching tiaras.
What could I steal for everyone in the team to like give as gifts?
Yeah, so there's a really cool hat pin that would look good with Squire's skin tone or Squire's fur tone. It's not a hat pin. It's a like barrette, like a jeweled barrette for her hair.
Oh my god! If you give Max a tiara, it's over.
There are the tiaras you could steal. There's a lot of other things. There's a couple brooches. There's a really fancy, like, Apple Watch. Or I guess it would not Apple Watch. A Peach Watch.
Let's grab Squire the Barrette. The Barrette? Barrette? I don't know. Let's grab her that. Let's grab Max, Amber, both a tiara. And then let's grab myself and let's grab Lucy a brooch, I guess. And then I just want to grab, like, a really expensive-looking necklace just to sell later on.
Cool. So are you portaling into the room to grab that, or are you just, like, walking in?
Portaling in.
Cool. You portal into the room, so all of a sudden, Al disappears from in front of you two and is just gone in the room. And you get all the stuff.
Yes.
I'm opening the door and following him.
Yeah, I'm going to walk in like a normal human.
Show off.
You walk in, and he has armfuls of stuff. And there's also still the box that he hasn't grabbed yet that says, like, Museum of Superheroics.
Yeah, I'm going for the box that we're actually...
Yeah, me as well. I'm beelining to that box.
Can we get a panel where, like, Machina's kind of looking at Flyby? Because from what we know, Flyby doesn't know what we're here for. And she's making a beeline for this box. So just kind of this look of just like...
That sounds like a Pierce the Mask to me.
Yep.
I think so. Go ahead and roll to Pierce the Mask.
Not as bad as I thought.
On a 7 to 8, ask one.
What do you intend to do? I think specifically like with this box.
Cool.
I think we've had enough run-ins with villains that she's just like, wait.
Well, this obviously doesn't belong here and it needs to get back to the university. So that's what I'm here to do.
Perfect. So that's what you get off the like the look at her face. You're like, okay, so she is going to actually return this.
Okay, still kind of weird how she went right for it, but all right, cool.
So yeah. You all have the box, and you have all of the stuff. And I think at that moment, we see, like, 2 security guards come to the open door, and they're like, hey, they're in here.
Blue Samurai, portal, quick!
We gotta go!
So I'm going to open a portal out to the... Can I see the ground from where, from the window?
You can see the roof from the window.
Okay, so I'm going to portal out to the roof. I'm going to shove all of the stuff except for the tiara and the beret into Machina's hands. And then can I run to a ballroom window? Like, is there a ballroom window I can run to?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so then I'm going to look in, and I'm going to teleport in, hand the beret to Squire, pop the tiara on Max's head, and then rip them both through the portal back onto the roof and then close the portal.
Cool. So let's get the little bit of a scene lit before you pop in there. Max, you and Vixen are waltzing.
Can we be in a tango now?
Yeah, you're tangoing now.
Awesome. And I'd love if we could cut in mid-conversation.
Yep, absolutely.
Where I think the first thing we hear is Max saying, I don't know. I've never felt like without powers I could do this, but after seeing you, and I think I am I'm trying to do two things. I'm trying to share a vulnerability or weakness, because, you know, why not use team moves on villains?
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to, like, listen, like, in listening to a response, be trying to pierce her mask.
Cool. I'll let you do either one or the other.
Well, let me do my vulnerability or weakness thing, because I think that her answer to that might actually just be a piercing the mask.
Cool. Go ahead.
When you share a vulnerability or weakness with someone, ask them to confirm or deny that you should be here. So what do you think? Do you think I have what it takes?
I think she almost looks kind of sad for a second, and she's like, look, kid, there are supers without powers. There are supers with powers who can't do shit with them. And honestly, you've got more balls than anyone I've worked with in quite some time. You're good, kid. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat the small stuff. And ignore what Lynx says. She's a fucking idiot, even if she is my best friend.
Ooh, okay. So if they confirm it, mark potential and give them influence over you. So I think she shifts my labels.
Cool. I think she's going to shift your savior up and your freak down.
I am going to go ahead and mark guilty, because I'm not going to resist that, but I can't take that shift.
Cool.
And then I'm going to say, what happened with you and Lynx? And I'm trying to pierce the mask.
Cool, go ahead and roll to pierce the mask. That's a 12. She's like, you know, two people, similar ideas. One chose the path of light, one chose the path of dark, all that. It can be tough when you're dating your archnemesis. But we make it work.
So the two things I want to ask are, how could I get your character to train me?
I think that, are you asking that out loud? Are you like, or do you just want to figure it out?
Either way.
I think you probably already had this part of the conversation, but I think she's like, look, kid, I think you're funny. I think you're cool. And if you wanted to just come back whenever, you can just come back. I don't even care that your friends are currently stealing from me. You're a cool kid.
Okay, I'm gonna hold / probably forfeit the other one. And cool. Can I have like one more little bit of conversation before Al pops into this?
Mm-hmm.
So I think after a moment of continuing the tango, I've got to say, so I may have access to some Asteron technology. Do you think we could work out a deal?
I think she grins and then she spins you out. And I think that's when he drops in.
Perfect.
And then the three of you are gone. We see the like you all in the car / on the bike driving back to campus. And then we're on campus. And I think you all go straight to the museum. The museum's unlocked. And I think the Dr. Francine is sitting in the front, and she like sees you all coming, and she's like, did you get it?
Yeah. And we didn't like blow up anything.
I think she hugs. I think she hugs Al, actually. And then I think she like hugs each of you in turn, but she hugs Al first, and she's like, thank you all so much. Can I have this, please?
I don't know if I'm here for this. I think I'm worried about the whole secret identity thing, and I don't want Francine to see me because she spends so much time with me in like my civilian life.
Cool. So when do you leave?
I think at some point, like we're like, how big is this box? Is it going to take like multiple people to carry it?
It's a about a foot by a foot. It's not that heavy. Probably about 5 pounds. Okay.
I'm just figuring in, like, the commotion of, like, oh, good job, team. Let's go return this. She may just, like, turn around, like, stay at the back of the group and, like, turn around and go the other way.
Cool.
Can I make a suggestion? Can you show up in that scene as Lucy?
Yeah, why not? And I have the brooch is in my, like, jeans pocket and, like, in my back pocket. Like, I still have it on my purse and I'm just not wearing it.
Love it.
Because I have a thought.
Cool. So, yeah, I think we have the scene of her hugging the three of you and then Lucy shows up.
What time is it, by the way? Like, in the day? Yeah. Okay, so I could be, in theory, like, working late.
Yeah. Are you showing up from inside the building or are you showing up from outside the building?
I think inside. I probably went through, like, a side door to, like, where the intern's offices are and, like, made my way through to me, like, I've been here the entire time.
Cool. So, yeah, Lucy shows up just as she finishes hugging all of you. And she's like, thank you so much. Can I have it, please?
Yeah, I'll hand it over.
And she takes it and she's like, oh, thank you. We got the conference room all cleaned up, so I'll go put it back now. Do you all want to join me? You can get an early unveiling.
Sure. Oh,
absolutely. I want to see what this thing is.
So as you're walking back over, she's talking to you and she's like, well, we're not supposed to tell anyone this, but we found a skull from one of the first superheroes. It's actually kind of incredible. She's from around 600 CE or so. Her powers must have been so intense in life because, well, when you look into the eye sockets, you can actually still see the past or the future, which must have been what her powers were, we assume. And she, like, puts on gloves and she opens the box and takes the skull out. And as she takes the skull out, we get a panel of all of you looking into the sockets. And we see a couple different scenes from history. We see, like, a scene of, like, the French Revolution. We see a scene from the future. And then the last thing we see before the comic end is probably sometime 600 or so. And we see Alan in the past.
What?
Moon Harbor Heroes is produced by Anthony Sheets and T.P. Huth, and edited by Anthony Sheets. Anthony can be found on Twitter at Icy New Year or at IcyNewYear.com. T is the host of Incubator on Air, a new play podcast available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play. She can be found at T. Huth Playwright on Twitter or T.P. Huth 94 on Instagram. Cataclysm Crew is GM'd by T.P. Huth. Flyby is played by Jane Barry. You can find her at Jane-Tarzan on Twitter. Rascal King is played by me, Anthony Sheets. Machina is played by Elliot Peterson. She can be found at Elliot Yulin on Instagram. Blue Samurai is played by William Hendry. You can find him on Twitter at RockoutWill321 or on Steam as Cypress_Grunham. Our logo was designed by Beautiful Beasties. She can be found on Instagram at beastly.doodles or at patreon.com/beautifulbeasties. The music of this issue is Mistake the Getaway by Kevin MacLeod. A link to his website and the license will be in the show notes. If you want to get a hold of us, email us at moonharborheroes@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at moonharborcast. If you enjoyed this issue, please leave us a review on iTunes and tell a friend. Word of mouth and 5-star reviews are really the best way for us to keep bringing these stories to more people. If you'd like to support us financially, check us out on patreon.com/moonharborheroes. Supporting us there will give you access to bonus episodes each month. And thanks for helping us save the world. We'll see you next issue.